I know we asked you briefly after Saturday's game. What's your response to, obviously, what's happened with the Millwall fans after the game on Saturday?
Well, I didn't see it at the time. I genuinely didn't even see what was happening in the stand, but I've seen the footage since. I have to say, as a minority of Millwall fans, I think the majority behave impeccably as anyone else does, and they're probably as disgusted as everyone in football is. But to see a minority run towards the family stand and be threatening and abusive, and then to see some of the footage that's become available of stewards and police with cut faces and stuff like that is just disgusting. And that minority have to be weeded out and thrown out, really, and not allowed near football.
How did the players react? Were they aware of what was going on the pitch?
I don't think they did. I think perhaps Adam Collin might have done, because he's defending that bottom goal and maybe a back four. But when we get into the dressing room, 100% no one mentioned it. And the first time I'd became aware of any unsavoury incidents is when I met with the media and they started to speak about it. So I'm only really going on reaction of video footage and photographs, which is hard to do. But there's just simply no place in football for it. But it is a minority, not a majority. And I've said that before the game, and I'll say it now.
Does the club launch its own investigation, or do you just leave it to South Yorkshire Police?
Well, I think the football club behind the scenes do what they have to do. I think they've probably had several meetings with South Yorkshire Police. What I would say is that, looking at the footage, South Yorkshire Police, our match day response team and stewards were absolutely fantastic, and we're humble as staff and players that we get protected so vigorously by the police. And you know, my thanks is on behalf of our supporters go to the police and the stewards for making sure there was no unsavoury incidents and they put their bodies in between. There certainly looked enough yellow vests and yellow vested policemen running about, for sure. What I would say is that I can only talk about the people who were there, the stewards and South Yorkshire Police and the response team. I just look at the footage and I see them all having lines of bodies in front of the Rotherham public, so there was never anybody going to get through those cordons or lines. And some of the footage outside the ground, then it's very difficult to manage that, as it is in the Premiership, where they probably have 20 times the number of police officers and stewards. It's very difficult when you get mindless idiots, because that's what they are, aren't they? They should be near a football stadium. And I'm sure the football authorities don't want them near a football stadium, and I'm sure the FA will launch their own investigation. I'm sure Rotherham United are fully compliant with that, because I know where our chairman was disappointed, upset. He's spent something like £25 million in a stadium, and he wants the Rotherham and the public of South Yorkshire to come and embrace that facility. And he doesn't want to see unsavoury things in the stand. And as I said there, when you're going towards, there's a lot of kids and youngsters in our football support, and we don't want any of them, not even one of them, to think that behaviour is acceptable.